Jesus sheds his blood. Jesus sheds his blood and makes a way for us. And he rises again to defeat death. And then Jesus calls us to repentance. And repentance is a changing of your mind and a changing of your ways. And the American church system has this wrong idea about changing your mind and feel bad about my sin, but they go on and they live in sin. What is sin? Worldliness is sin. James 4:4, it says to be a friend of the world makes you God's enemy. If you study the words, that word friend, you know what it means? Bondo. So you had a Kansas City Chief guy here last night, and I know the American church system loves football, they love sports, they love politics, they love movies. Those are all of Satan's kingdom, the world. And the Bible says if you're fond of those things, you're an enemy of God. And they don't call you out of the world. You know why? You can't fill up stadiums calling people out of the world. Jesus said a puny few, that word few in Matthew 7, puny few. When you go in here, look at the crowd, the thousands of people, only a few are going to find eternal life. And the only way you're going to find eternal life is if you do. Place your faith in that shed blood of Jesus. You repent. You're transformed by the Spirit of God, and you come out of sin. You can practice sin and enter the kingdom. Is it a good question?
Yes, it's a very solid question.
Okay. So it won't, because it's sin. Sin doesn't help you get to heaven. And we have to obey Jesus. He said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. They don't do that here.
I believe that.
They don't do that here.
I believe God can use anything for good, and I believe that his people will be helped by this place.
God can use porn for good. Should we hand out porn?
I didn't say that.
Okay, so God can use it for good. He tells us how to preach the gospel. He tells us to live. If you live in your flesh, Romans 8 says, you're condemned already. You must walk in the Spirit. So this whole thing, the American church system, is about flesh, entertainment, not sound doctrine that saves. By that shed blood, you must repent, be born again. If your heart really was born again, you'd be in the Scriptures testing to all sound doctrine, and you would begin to come out and peel things away. That happened to me. I was a worldly man. I was a bodybuilder. I was a carnal man. I loved all the things of the flesh. The Holy Spirit changed my heart. This can't do that. I can't do that. But the preaching of the word, Paul says, how will they hear without a preacher? You need to see your need. Your need is you're far from God and you're following a false gospel that won't save you. Jesus,
I'm far from God right now.
Well, I don't know you personally, but if you're here promoting this, you're far from God because you're in sin. Jesus said, everything my Father did not plant will be uprooted. He didn't plant this. He didn't plant you following the world and being like Jesus. That's what Satan plants. Satan plants all types of false doctrine, false ways. These men on stage, John Lindell promotes lady pastors. That's feminization. John Lindell promotes worldliness. That's against God. The cussing pastor, Mark Driscoll, is here. He's a wicked man that is still being accused for being a lording over, controlling. In his staff meetings, he's using the F word all the time. It's right on the internet. Go look it up. Not me saying it. He brings in a guy called John Foyt. John Foyt is with the New Apostolic Reformation. John Lindell's linked to Bethel Church in California. He lays on graves to suck power. Occult, mystic ways. Mark Driscoll brings him into his church. I got it off my website.
No.
These are the men you're listening to.
No. Let's go back to my question.
You're going to ignore that?
No, I'm not going to ignore that. Okay. Because I feel like, I don't think you will ever find an organization where there's no bad apples.
Sir, you're not supposed to be in an organization full of sin. You're supposed to be in an organization that purges out all sin. Jesus says, the Bible calls us over 20 times to walk in perfection. Do you know what that means?
That's right. Who did Jesus relate to when he was on this earth? Was he hanging out with the people that were perfect?
He preached the gospel to the lost world and told them, go and sin no more. He didn't partake in this. He didn't partake in the Romans games. He didn't get drunk. You know who called him a wine bibber, a glutton, and a drunkard? His enemies. Jesus was not that. Jesus is not the long-haired, blue-eyed, easy on sin, feminist Jesus that the American church has promoted. Jesus is a fiery preacher of righteousness. He was a street preacher, and he's going to call everyone to righteousness. And 2 Thess 1 says, he came as a baby in a manger. He died as a savior on the stake. 2 Thess 1, 7, 8, 9 says he's coming back in flaming fire to take vengeance. That means to destroy all those that don't know God. And then it goes deeper. don't obey the gospel. This is not obeying the biblical gospel. This is appeasing your flesh and you're deceived. Look up my testing at don'tperish.com. Email me. I'd love to help you. I love you. I'll be out here after this. You can come over and talk.
I like the heartbeat.
Yeah, that's because you're in your flesh, sir. You can't please God in your flesh.
The Bible says judge not. You clearly just got done judging me. So
what verse says judge not?
It says judge not.
Matthew 7 starts out that way. Jesus says, get the plank out of your eye. Then you can judge and help your brother get the plank out of his eye.
No, you have to judge.
Young man,
you
love you. You couldn't have put your sunglasses on today if you didn't judge and put them on your ears. We have to judge to know truth. We judge driving a car. The police judge how speed you're driving. We must judge, but we must judge rightly. This is sin and worldliness. It's going to cost you your soul. Go deep. My testing shows you why. I love you. Test yourself to the Word of God. Helping people see the truth of Jesus Christ. Turn and repent and come out of the world. You're deceived in false American churchianity. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Check out our testing at don'tperish.com. It shows you why this is not biblical Christianity. Turn and repent. Walk in spirit and truth. Jesus calls his people to holiness and righteousness. This is not holiness and righteousness. Christ did not die for a worldly church that won't repent. Christ shed his blood for those who will repent and seek the kingdom of God. Christ shed his blood for righteousness. This is not righteousness. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. We show you why this is sinful and not of God. Christ dies and rises again and calls his people to purity. Over 20 times the Bible says walk in perfection. That means full maturity. No, you're not going to be perfect this side of the kingdom of God, but you're not going to live and practice sin. Like the Stronger Man Conference. This is practicing sin. This is practicing false ways. This is keeping false traditions that cannot save you, neighbors. We love our neighbor enough to call out the Strong Man Conference. We got a website. Look it up. Strong Man Conference Exposed. It comes up at the top of Google. We'll have more audio and video up there today. They can't bring the word of God to refute the street preacher. Oh, they tried to bring some big thugs and gather around me with signs. It'll be on the internet. Signs in my face. I haven't stuck my sign to block anyone's path. They can't bring the word of God. They're deceived, sir. You're being deceived by false American churchianity and feminization. You're being deceived by false doctrines that cannot save you. Turn and repent and seek the true kingdom of God. Holy is the Lamb of God, so worthy to be lifted up and praised. Jesus shed his blood to make a narrow way. But this is the broad road to destruction you're following. We took the time to put up a testing at don'tperish.com for free. We don't charge money like these goat farmers. This is not biblical Christianity. Christ makes the narrow way. Jesus said, broad is the road that leads to destruction. You're all on the broad road to destruction. But it's glorious to call you to the truth. It's glorious to call you to righteousness. It's glorious to call you to the holiness of God. But unless you turn and repent, you have no hope. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. This is not biblical Christianity. Jesus didn't die so you could entertain yourselves in the flesh, men. Jesus died to call you out, set you apart, make you holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy, the scriptures say, 1 Peter 15. You're not holy, set apart, when you're being taught by false teachers like John Lindell, cussing Pastor Mark Driscoll. You're feminized. You're worldly, sir. Did they tell you you can't practice sin and enter the kingdom of God? You can't destroy your temple with cigarettes and enter the kingdom of God, sir. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I love you enough to tell you the truth, sir. Sir, you can't destroy your temple. Paul warned, if you destroy your temple, God will destroy you. Go read it in the book of Corinthians. You can't destroy your temple. You can't live in sin. There's no sacrifice if you live in willful sin. Hebrews 10, 26 and 27. But a fiery judgment that's coming to devour the adversaries of God. Don't be an adversary of God. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Folks, you're being deceived by false churchianity. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. This is not worship of God. This is flesh and entertainment. You don't worship God by gathering for entertainment, false doctrine, feminized false teachers. That's not how you worship God. You worship God in righteousness, goodness, and truth. Jesus said in John 4, 24, God is a spirit, and he's looking for those to worship him in spirit and truth. This is not the truth of God here at Stronger Man. You're not stronger men, you're feminized and weak. Strong men know the scriptures. Strong men follow sound doctrine. Strong men walk in righteousness. You're not strong, you're feminized men. You need to repent. Don't listen to a bunch of feminized women that don't even know how to cover their heads, that don't even know how to dress their temples, that don't even know how to come out of every false way. Don't listen. Don't listen to the temples made with men's hands in these church systems today. Listen to Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him.